Bear Podcast,
the podcast for bears and cubs,
episode 75.
Hi.
Let me be your fantasy.
Hello, everyone. This is the Bernard.
Guess who's back? It's Excalibur.
Every time I meet a man, he's either gay or a bear.
Hi, this is DFW Teddy Bear.
Come with me into the light.
Hello there, guys. This is the Nard.
This is Excalibur, and I have a very special guest.
Hi, this is DFW Teddy Bear. I'm Excalibur's partner.
Aw, hello. Welcome. We're now three. We're doing a three-way.
Yes. Maynard's dream come true. We're having a three-way with him.
Okay.
I feel like Little Mara Hopewell doing the Christmas story on Mommy Dearest.
Oh, okay. Okay, you guys better speak a little louder. Not too, just louder, but...
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Okay, wrong month. This is July. I know about Christmas in July, but wait till December, honey.
Okay. So how are you guys doing?
We're melting. We're absolutely melting. This heat wave needs to go away. I'm literally getting a crash course on Dallas heat. 107 and 108 degrees. Oh, my God.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah. Welcome to Texas, but I'm glad I'm not in South Dakota. The fact that South Dakota experienced 120 degrees this past weekend, wow. I mean, isn't South Dakota, like, further north towards Canada where it's colder?
I know. How come it could be cold? It should be cold there.
And I don't get it. And it's like Portland, Oregon's experiencing 101 degrees, yet Seattle is in its 80s. I don't understand. So, I guess Al Gore was right. Yeah.
It's global warming.
Global warming, yes.
That's right. And a lot of the ice caps are melting down. Greenland? No, Greenland. And the Arctics and, Guys, watch the, what is that? The Inconvenient Truth.
Have not seen it yet, no, but I do want to see it.
Yeah, you guys have to see it.
The good news is, though, is that just in time for the heat wave, Chris did repair the air conditioning in our car, which was much needed, and let me tell you, it's been a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's wrong? I mean, it hasn't been working for some time?
It just hasn't been working. Yeah, there was a leak in the... In the air conditioner, in the compressor, so we had to get that fixed. And let me tell you, the before getting that fixed, the driving around here has been pretty harsh. It's been pretty harsh. So, but now we've got full blast AC and Freon's my friend.
I'd like to talk about your birthday celebration. What Chris did. I'd like to hear from Chris what he did to you. But first, I'd like to know first: are you guys naked?
I am. Chris is not.
Oh.
Chris is wearing a towel.
Oh, that's it. Take it off.
Well, it really wouldn't matter if I did or not. You wouldn't see it anyway.
Damn. Little do you know that there's a camera somewhere there. So.
Yeah, but it's not on.
It's not on. All right. Oh, well, I tried. So, okay. Chris, tell us what happened. How did you do your scheme to... make it a great, great day for Roy.
Basically, tell the audience how you royally spoiled my ass off.
Well, okay, first of all, I want to go on record as saying that I spoil your ass every single day. because I love you.
I love you too.
But basically what I did was I had this big elaborate plan of... Well, let me hold this.
Just grab the mic.
I'll just grab the mic.
Hello. Grab it, baby.
Hello, I'm on the mic.
Grab the mic.
I feel like Gene Rayburn on the set of Match Game. So anyway, what I had this big plan was his birthday was Monday the 17th, and I had talked to my boss like 2 months ago to get the day off, and I had. And all this time I've been telling him, I got to work, we have dinner plans that night, and I've kind of planned this whole birthday weekend for him. So we've been doing little things Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because he thought I couldn't get Monday off of work, so he couldn't actually celebrate his birthday on his birthday. Mm-hmm. Little did he know, I already had the day off and had that day planned too. So we kind of kicked off the birthday weekend with stuff that he knew about, which was going out to a midnight movie, Friday 13th, Part 7, The New Blood, which is the one with the chick who has the Force, and she uses the Force on Jason. And okay. We went there that night, and Roy's going to cover this whole festival thing later on. But we got to meet Lar Park Lincoln, who played Kristen Shepherd in the movie. We sat right in front of her, and we watched the movie, and it was fantastic, and there were prizes given, and we had great food, and it was fantastic. But Roy's going to cover that later. So then we did that, and then Saturday he had to work. So we didn't want to do much Saturday, did we?
No.
Okay.
Saturday was spent me being bored off my ass at the Disney store because there was nobody wanted to go shopping because it was too fucking hot.
Right. So Saturday, we just kind of hung around the house when he got home, and that was about it. Sunday was, he had Sunday off, and I had Sunday off. And so what happened was, we had gotten up. What did we do Sunday? My mind is blank now. Oh, we met my friend Crystal Sky on LJ, and Gare Bear, which is one of Roy's friends from Los Angeles on LJ.
Gary.
We met them for lunch at La Madeline in Addison on Beltline Road. It's fabulous. If you live in Dallas, go to the one. I had to do a little plug-in of La Madeline. But we went there, and we had planned to go to the Dallas Museum of Art to go see the Tiffany exhibit, but the weather was just horrible, so we didn't want to deal with driving downtown in the heat and everything. But the exhibit's going on until September, so we'll go later on this year. But instead, we'd gone ahead and just came home, crashed a little bit. We stayed at the La Madeline until about like 3 in the afternoon, 3:30, and had a great time, good food, and hung out with everybody. And then we had come home, hung out a little bit, then went to my parents' house Sunday evening for dinner that my mom made dinner for Roy, which was pot roast and carrots and mashed potatoes and stuff like that.
Mashed potatoes.
And just kind of hung around the house a little bit there and talked to my parents and everything. And then we came home and didn't do much Sunday night. That was pretty much it. We crashed because it was just too fucking hot. And then, the thing is, I was supposed to be off on Monday, but he thought I was going to be working. Well, because of the heat, I had planned all this cool stuff for Monday. Monday's plan was supposed to be get up in the morning, let him think I'm going to work, buy some flowers, come home around 10 o'clock, make sweet love down by the fire. Then go and then go see a movie.
I wish there were pictures.
I was going to take him. Shut up. And so, you Asians and your cameras. So,
hey. Watch it.
Hey, it's all out of love.
I know.
All out of love. So, I was going to take him to go see Strangers with Candy, the movie. And then I was going to plan a picnic for him. You didn't know about that. But the weather was not on our side at all. And so we're talking about what we're going to do on Monday, and I said, well, maybe I can just take the car in and get the air conditioner worked on. We had this little mini discussion about it.
Which was a good idea, because when we woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning, the temperature was already at 97 degrees at 8 a.m.
Yeah. So I had to reveal to him, okay, I have Monday off, which kind of ruined that surprise.
Aww.
So I took the car in the shop Monday morning, got the air conditioning worked on, got my horn. I had no horn in the car either, so I got that fixed. Came home, but I still got the flowers. Got him 3 dozen roses.
Wow.
Dozen red, dozen white, dozen yellow. Mm-hmm. And they're beautiful. And they're pretty. And they're sitting there all blooming and shit. And then we went out to lunch at Pizza Inn. Those of you who do not have a Pizza Inn that are listening, Pizza Inn is fantastic. It's this little buffet place we go to. And they've been around since I was a kid. I was raised on Pizza Inn pizza. Mm-hmm. And they started like in 1954, I think, and over all these years, they've never changed their recipe.
Their best pizza that they have there is actually pretty simple, but it tastes the best. It's pepperoni and jalapeno.
With anchovies.
Oh, God.
No, sweetie. Their best pizza is the Bavarian cream dessert pizza.
Basically, I can't have the Bavarian cream pizza because I'm diabetic, so...
I know, and their cherry pie pizza is good, too. It's basically just a pizza crust with cherry pie filling and some kind of crumble topping and sugar topping, and it's just fantastic. But anyway, we did the pizza lunch thing. Then what else? We went shopping for some clothes and stuff. Kind
of
hung out.
Advantage of the air conditioning.
We took advantage of the air conditioning in my car, which actually got a little nipply a little bit there. So that was kind of cool.
You didn't do it in the car, did you? No.
No. What?
No. On the way.
Maynard.
Wow.
Shower and your right hand.
Okay. All right.
Well, anyway.
Okay. Go ahead.
Moving on, we came home after shopping and running around, crashed a little bit, then we went to dinner, which was the big, huge surprise I had planned. Went to a place called The Melting Pot in Addison on Beltline Road. And it's basically a fondue restaurant. You go in, you sit down, and you choose from this menu of these different fondue items, and it's like cheese fondue. Then they make it at your table.
I like the cheese.
He likes the cheese. So we did the cheese fondue, which was excellent. And they make it right there at your table. They melt in this little fondue pot and everything, and you dip in bread, and you dip in apple pieces and veggies and stuff. And then you choose your entree, which is some kind of a broth, a seasoned broth with all the different tray of meats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a salad. I wanted to get the chocolate fondue dessert, but since Roy is diabetic and can't have that, we didn't go with that.
Yeah.
But next time we probably will. And I'll eat most of it. But yeah, it's a really awesome place. And Roy had expressed interest in going there when he was visiting back in April before he moved here. And I've been there before, so I knew what it's all about. And we even had a really cute, very nice bear waiter whose name was... I forgot. Sergio. He was Italian. Sergio.
Ooh, okay.
Very cute guy, very nice. I think he knew we were a couple. Yeah. He knew we were a couple. So we had a really great birthday. And then we came home and we watched Hell's Kitchen, and we passed out basically, and that was his birthday. So that was the birthday, and yay! He's 3 years old and he's going on 12.
How old is he again?
32, going on 12.
I see. Actually, remember at that time last time when we were there, we ate at BJ's.
Yes.
We were just looking I was just looking across the street. I could see the Melting Pot.
Yes, it was right across the street.
I think we were
yeah.
even talking about it. And
about how I wanted to go there, yes.
Yeah, and I think Chris kind of made the hint that, well, we'll go there one of these days. Yeah. And you didn't know that you were going to go there.
Well, see, the funny thing is, for the past week, every time we drove by a restaurant, and Roy says, ooh, I like to eat there, I said, we might eat there someday. So I let him think that every restaurant we drove by is where he was going for dinner.
Ah, okay.
So he really didn't know until we actually drove up to the building where we were going to eat.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Needless to say, this man spoiled me yesterday. And I mean, he's been spoiling me ever since I got here, but he absolutely spoiled me yesterday. And I just love him to death. And all he had to do was just get me the 3 dozen roses, and that would have been nice, because I've never had anybody do that for me at all. Mm-hmm. And the fondue place was so far my best dining experience in Dallas. And Chris, don't do that.
What are you guys doing? Hold on. Oh my God.
Chris is touching a naughty bit.
Ah, okay.
It's a first.
Put the mic there. Put the mic over there. It's good here.
Oh. But yeah, he fucking blew me away this weekend in more ways than one.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god! But yeah, I had a great time. Absolutely great. How was your weekend?
Well, me, I was in New Orleans, and yeah, I flew in there Friday night. Early Friday night, and what did we do Friday night? We just stayed home. Saturday, we watched the. A baseball game. How Butch, huh? It's New Orleans Zephyrs at the Zephyr Stadium. And then in the evening, we went to the Phoenix. And we hanged out there. We went up the Eagle, the very sleazy... Well, I'm sorry. I can't say that, I guess. Not too sleazy, but very interesting, I should say.
Oh, just come out and say it. You saw sex in the bar.
No, we didn't see sex in the bar at the Eagle.
Okay.
No, we didn't go up there. But
that's
then,
a shock.
But then I saw a Bear Films porn actor there.
Really? Who?
Yeah.
Was it Venice Cub?
No, it's not Venice Cub. I believe it's Clint Taylor from...
I know who Clint Taylor is.
Yep, mm-hmm. I don't know what...
Oh, this is swooning. You better stop.
I'm trying to look for a bear calendar here. I don't know... I have one of those calendars, yeah, and I don't know what month he is, but yeah, and he was there, and it was good to be at that bar. I think I'll play some audio from there later, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I was walking around there. Anyway, and then Sunday, we went to the House of Blues. Sunday night, we went to the House of Blues and watched Rancid. It's a...
Rancid punk. Was at the House of Blues?
Yeah, we watched them. It's a very great punk band, and the band that came before them was one band, I don't know their name, and then the second band was Whole Wheat Bread. They were a very good ska punk band, and very good.
Whole Wheat Bread, yeah, that's very punk.
Yeah.
See, I can understand a name like Sandy Duncan's Glass Eye or something like that as a punk band name, but Whole Wheat Bread. Whole Wheat Bread. And,
you would think it's an unplugged band or a... acoustic band, but maybe it isn't. It's a
yeah.
I even bought their CD. Very cool. It's called their album is Minority Rules, and yeah.
Oh, they should have called it Wonder.
Wonder.
Wonder Whole Wheat Bread.
Wonder Whole Wheat Bread. Yeah, it's how much is it? They were selling it at the gate for $10. So okay, might as well get it. You're pretty good. And then yeah, we watched Rancid. Then of course, I tried recording. I tried doing a bootleg, but. It was
you naughty boy.
But it was too loud. I think I didn't set the microphone well. So oh well, it's all. I was just doing that. But yeah, I enjoyed the show. We enjoyed it. Mike and I just watched and I had the flight at 5 a.m. So I had to, we had to go back early. I mean, we had to sleep early that night. Yeah, which is cool. Yeah, so that's our weekends, and I'm really glad you enjoyed your birthday.
I did.
Yeah. We have a movie review, right, Roy?
Pretty much. I mean, this is a movie that I honestly can't wait to see again. That movie is my choice for my favorite movie of the year so far, and that's The Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm fanatical about just Pirates of the Caribbean in general. That dates all the way back to the Disneyland ride. Dates all the way back to the ride at Disneyland. But, the movies, it took me a while to warm up to the first movie, but I did eventually warm up to it and became a big fan of it. But the sequel that just recently came out, Dead Man's Chest, blew me away. It was nonstop for me. They did not hesitate. It immediately started with the action and did not let go. I know that there are some people out there who complain that the movie didn't have an ending, it ended on a cliffhanger. Well, yeah, duh, this is a trilogy. You know, and we're at the point of the trilogy where we're at the cliffhanger, we're at the middle of the road.
Actually, I didn't know about that it's going to be a trilogy.
Ah, okay.
So, oh, this is a trilogy, that's good, it's going to be another movie.
The ending blew me away. I'm not going to give away any spoilers for people who have not seen the movie yet, but the ending is one of those endings where when it hits you, you sit there and go, what the fuck, you know, and for anybody out there who's never seen The Curse of the Black Pearl but wants to go see Dead Man's Chest, you honestly have to see Curse of the Black Pearl before seeing Dead Man's Chest, or else you're not going to understand what's going on. You really won't.
Yeah, there are characters that need to be, you know, need to be cleared up, why they're there, stuff like that. So you really have to watch the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they make references to things from the first film also, and it's references that are actually key to the plot in the sequel. So if you don't know, then you'll be lost. So
actually, my problem is I can't remember the first one. It's been a long time.
See, what we did is the night before we went to go see it, I rewatched the first one so I could refresh myself. And then plus also, working in the Disney store, we're playing it nonstop. So it's not like I can't escape the film, you know. Mm-hmm. So... But
you must be pirated out or something.
A little bit, yeah. I'm a little pirated out, but I really do want to see the sequel again. I remember when Chris was watching the movie, he said that the Kraken in the movie looked like a big vagina with teeth.
Oh.
But he was disappointed that he didn't get to see more of the Kraken, so maybe the Kraken will be in the third one as well.
The Kraken reminded me of the Sarlacc pit of Carcoon in Return of the Jedi.
Ah, okay.
But more feminine.
Yeah, but more feminine.
More feminine. I'm done.
He's actually sitting there, and he's catching some of the Star Wars references, and I'm like, shut up.
Well, see, I don't know if anyone knows this or not. I'm a Star Wars geek, and so, of course, you know, I'm all about Star Wars. But, you know, Keira Knightley was actually in Episode One, The Phantom Menace, and she was Natalie Portman's decoy for Queen Amidala.
So now whenever
Keira Knightley is on screen, I make all these Star Wars references like, oh, poor Padme. She'll never find Anakin now. So
I'm like going, shut up! Yeah. And I'm sitting there trying to watch the movie, and he's like, oh, poor Padme. And I just glare at him. So I get back at him with all my Disney stuffs, though. So yeah, a Star Wars geek found a Disney geek. How nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly recommend Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. It's a wonderful film. It's a wonderful summer film. You know, it's got a great plot. There's lots of action involved with it. If you go to the movie, don't expect a resolve. Yeah. And stay for the closing credits, because there's a surprise at the end of the closing credits.
Yeah, last Saturday, we were watching it. Mike wanted to watch it, so in New Orleans, we watched it at the AMC Palace there in Harahan or somewhere in Metairie. I forgot. But anyway, see, we watched it, and then the credits were going on, and then Mike was saying, why are we staying here? Because there's something gonna show something at the end. We have to watch it. And it was really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the little singer at the end is great.
I really laughed, and I said, oh, so that's what okay.
I like the fact that, I mean, first of all, I love the fact that Jack Sparrow is the type of character where you like him, but you can't trust him. And I like that they emphasize that a lot more in the sequel, that, you know, you like him, but at the same time, you really cannot trust what his true motives are.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still that whole mystery surrounding his character, which is, I love that they kept that. Out of all the characters in the movie, my personal favorite definitely was Davy Jones. Bill Nye, who I'm a big fan of, I think did an excellent job as the character, and just the whole design and development of the character Davy Jones himself was phenomenal. I know that some of it was CGI that he was wearing, but still, that had to be one uncomfortable makeup job on his face.
Yeah, it's like an elaborate Jar Jar Binks. Oh no, I'm
going.
Aryusa.
Jeez, don't get him started with Jar Jar Binks, please. But overall, I highly recommend it, and it definitely lived up to all my expectations. And now, the next two movies I'm waiting for now is Clerks 2, which comes out this week, and of course, Snakes on the Plane. So, which I just found out today is going to have a 10 o'clock screening the night before it opens. So I'm there for the 10 o'clock screening. I am going to do the 10 o'clock screening for Snakes on a Plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I also found out that Snakes on the Plane will not be screened for the critics. And New Line Cinema said the reason why they're doing that is because it was the fans who made this movie gain the momentum, so they feel it's only fair that the fans see the movie first before the critics.
I see their logic, yeah.
Yeah. But, Pirates of the Caribbean, if you have not seen it yet, don't miss it. It's a blast.
And watch it until the end. Okay, let's go a little geeky this time. Okay.
Like, we haven't gone geeky already. I mean, we've had Star Wars, we've had Disney. We haven't gone geeky enough.
Star Wars. Yeah, that's right. And this is something about...
Chris is like, Star Wars? What? Actually, what we're about ready to discuss is pretty big, actually. So yeah. This goes beyond geeky, actually. This is going to, I think, revolutionize the way movies are rented forever if this catches on.
Yeah, okay. So I have an article here that I got from thinksecret.com. They're talking about Apple to announce iTunes having their movie rentals. So, okay, so Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, Steve Jobs will use his keynote address to announce the debut of movie rentals through the iTunes Music Store. So that pretty much says everything. Being able to rent movies via iTunes.
And I just discovered that this story is also on internetmoviedatabase.com. So it's the news is spreading fast about this. Essentially, what's going to happen is Steve Jobs has agreements with, of course, Walt Disney Pictures, since he's, you know, now working with Walt Disney. But he also has contracts with Universal Studios, Paramount Pictures, and Warner Brothers. The official announcement is supposed to be on August 7th. At the keynote that he's going to do at the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference. But pretty much what this states is that you can now download any movie that's from these studios that they make available through iTunes. You can rent it and download it probably for like a specific amount of days or something. But not only will you be able to watch it through your iTunes, but it can go onto your iPod.
You can watch it there. Yeah, of course, since the iPod videos are now capable of video. Of course, you can watch it. Well, people have been downloading video podcasts anyway, and people have been like ABC. There are some TV shows already that are available for download.
I've done that myself. Yeah. I've got an episode of Strangers with Candy, and I've got some stand-up from Logo, and I've also got an episode of that new TV series, Psych. So, and it's very good picture quality. It is very good picture quality.
Actually, I tried downloading one, The Office, one of the one you recommended to me, one episode of The Office, like the Christmas one.
Yes, the Christmas party episode. Yes,
yeah, I downloaded that one. But anyway, yeah, it's good quality, and on the iTunes. If they're going to provide movie rentals via iTunes Music Store, it could be, well, this is what I think. I think this would be bad for the other online rentals like Netflix and Blockbuster.
I think it will seriously damage Netflix and Blockbuster online. Yeah. They'd have to come up with a major strategy to fight against this to either keep their customers or try to make the Apple iTunes movie rentals fail. But the thing is that what Steve Jobs is tapping into with this is he's tapping into an untapped market where there are a lot of people who travel with their iPods. I know that I did when I went when I moved here. And, I mean, it's one thing to download your favorite TV episode and whatnot from the different stations that they have available, but to be able to rent a movie, to watch a movie while you're on a long trip or more than one movie or something like that, that is amazing because you can, like if you're a family and you have children and you want to keep them occupied, you can have them watch a movie on the iPod while they're on the trip. Or if you're traveling on airplane or a train or something like that, you could watch your favorite movie. So it's definitely going to do some damage to the online renters. And it could possibly also do some damage to just regular video stores, period. I know that there's going to be some people who, you know, will be traditionalists because they're going to, you know, want to rent the DVDs for the extra features and stuff like that. But I know that there's some people out there who could really care less about that. They just want to see the movie.
Yeah. Are there people still renting VHS?
No. I don't think so. I think VHS is officially dead. So I think the only purpose of VHS is for those who don't have TiVo to be able to record stuff. But even VHS is pretty much now the pretty much like the 8-track and the LP. So.
But I still have porn in the VHS.
Well, then hang on to it. Don't get rid of it. I mean,
yeah, maybe I could transfer it somehow to. But anyway,
take it to Walgreens and have them transfer and just watch the facial expressions on their face when they see what you want transferred to DVD.
Yeah, they might get ideas. He must be gay.
Bear party. I wonder what this is.
Oh, yes.
I...
He's got it. But yeah, Netflix. Actually, I'm subscribed to Netflix. I do the two at a time, unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Spend about $16, I think. If you're going to do this, if they're going to sell, if they're going to rent out videos for, let's say, $2 per movie,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a lot. I mean, I think that's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, it'll be interesting to see what the minimum is that you can rent, how long you can keep the movies for, and, you know, just how it's able, if there's a limited time, like let's say it's a 7-day rental, how will it be able to track that? So it's going to be interesting to see how this all develops.
I think they do it by, I mean, they're still deciding if it's going to be a length of time, like you can only watch this from this date to this date, or you can only have it for 5 days, or they could be counting how many times you've seen it, you've watched it whenever you sync your iPod, and if you can do it that way, then maybe they'll just allow you to make it to watch it 5 times, and you know, I don't know yet their scheme. I don't know their scheme yet about on how to control it, because it'd be awesome though if you could still download it into your iPod.
I know about a year ago, Maynard. This is DFW Teddy Bear again. About a year ago, CBS.com. Here comes another really gay geek thing. They had a special download. You can get the very first episode of The Young and the Restless, and I'm a huge soap opera fan anyway, about a year ago, and it's like 33 years old now, and you could actually have this on your computer for 7 days. And I thought, well, you know, I downloaded it, no big deal. It's in my, you know, video file, what have you. But on the 8th day of me having the download, it couldn't load up anymore. And it said, sorry, but this time it's expired. Mm-hmm. So this is like a year ago before the iTunes thing even started doing this kind of stuff on that. So as far as I know. So it might be something like that, how CBS.com did it with theirs, where with them, you had to watch it on your computer. There wasn't any kind of iPod to download it onto at that time through CBS, through iPod. CBS wasn't part of all that at that time. Mm-hmm. So how the iPod thing works, I don't know how they're going to do that. But it may be the similar thing where it knows on your computer, it knows how long you've had it through like an email or something, and then it expires after that point. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably the same thing, but just using iTunes, iPod technology. And we know there's a lot of people out there who are really using iTunes and iPods, and he's got a lot of iPods. So
I want an iPod. So anybody listening? No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. No,
just go get yourself mugged.
Oh God. No, I don't think so.
Oh, so that's how you.
That's how you did it. It was all staged.
I think I felt sorry for your ass.
Oh.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Hey.
Here's my adventure last weekend in New Orleans. Hello there, my friends. I am here in New Orleans. Actually, I think this is Harahan. Just arrived here last night at the Kenner Airport. And now I'm just... today we just watched a movie. We watched Pirates of the Caribbean. I've watched it already. I've seen it, and I just wanted to see the end. Actually, if you guys are going to watch Pirates of the Caribbean, you have to watch until the end. There's a lot of things happening. Alright, so after that, we're now here at Walmart. We're doing some shopping. Why can I do some shopping? I need some groceries, because in New Orleans, there's not much grocery stores that are open. So we're kind of forced to do our shopping here in outside the city, like Harahan or Metairie. Yeah. Anyway, so what am I here? I'm always here in New Orleans anyway, so we're planning to watch Rancid on Sunday night, so give you more report about that later. Yeah, I like that punk band. It's very good. So what are we going to do after shopping? It's only around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to kill some time. Probably we'll just watch baseball. So
probably I'll record again when I'm watching baseball. Okay, talk to you guys later. This trip is brought to you by Rancid. Woo! All right, just came from the Phoenix. Mike and I just walked around the Phoenix, and we also went up the Eagle. Ooh, gosh, it's water. What do you think of the Eagle? Oh, thank you. I guess it's good. The Eagle was good here at Phoenix. You're crazy. Anyway, okay, so we met up with Randy. He's one of the bartenders there. We've known him for a long time. And, yeah, and also, we saw a porn star. Probably in the future I'll have him in the show. Okay, so, okay. Porn star. Okay, we're in the car now. Which porn star? If you know, if you have a Bear Films 2006 calendar, you might be able to see one of the stars who may be here in New Orleans. Okay. We're going to call it the night. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Hey guys, I am here at the House of Blues. We just finished on watching Whole Wheat Bread. And very soon we're going to watch Rancid. So probably you'll hear some audio later on Rancid. All right. Ooh, that was an awesome gig. Wow. Just finished watching Rancid here at the House of Blues. Woo! Awesome. What should we say?
Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi,
what the fuck's going on down there? Yo, what's going on here? Did I see a fight? Did I see a fight? Was there a fight? Alright, check it out. Check it out, homeboy. Check it out. Listen up to me. Hold on a second, Mr. Security Guy. Yo, buddy. Buddy, just look at me right now. Listen. Listen. I know, like, we play aggressive music. It's punk. I get that, right? Listen. 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 If you can do us all a favor, if you want to stay and be cool, that's totally cool. If you got a little testosterone, I know sometimes I get it. I gotta go to the bathroom. And cheer up. I'm not gonna come back and join the band. So I'm sorry, right? Cheer up. So we're cool, right? We're cool? No fights. We don't like that shit. Leave the fighting for all the, you know, the fucking rich people and shit, you know? So listen up. You know, what happened to you guys here in the city was probably one of the biggest tragedies I think we've all ever seen. And so that's why tonight, we'll get everything that you guys, you know, all the ticket money, all that stuff, we're going to actually donate it to the Musicians Foundation. All the musicians here in New Orleans, the ones that lost their homes, we're going to give them a big pile of money and hopefully they can rebuild them.
That's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Here is a cub in Lubbock, Texas. His name is Dwayne. He goes by Athletic Trainer Cub in Bear 411. Okay, let me read his profile here. I am 24, 5'6", 220 pounds, mixed ethnicity. I am single. I am a student at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. I am pretty easygoing and I am easy to please. I am also pretty direct. Let's see. I was born in Germany, raised by a military father. My family is spread out all over the world, but most heavily concentrated in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I am what my friends would call a dork. I love my science fiction and stuff like that. I love reading and movies and just overall relaxing.
this time around, I don't think I'm going to put up what I want. Because, honestly, I'm open to anything from friendship to more. And people sometimes take text as being set in stone. I'm talking about this profile here. It's not set in stone. If you want to know any more, feel free to massage me. No, sorry. Feel free to message me. I love talking to anyone and everyone. Yes, even you partnered guys. Okay, little things. What's in my CD player? The Fray, How to Save a Life. What's the last book I read? Dispatches from the Edge by Anderson Cooper. Last movie I saw, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Last concert I went to, Nickelback, Trapped, Chevelle. Last video game played, Resident Evil 4. Favorite sport to play, volleyball. What's in my wallet? A movie ticket, driver's license, student ID, first responder certification cards, and no money. Last porno I watched. Just kidding, he says. That's the title of a porno? Just kidding? I don't know. Okay. Check out his profile at Bear411. He's Athletic Trainer Cub. Here are Bear Events, guys. MCA 12th Annual Super Weekend, Oklahoma City. It's on July 28th. Okay, it says here, come all and join the big boys and their admirers and have a great time with the clubs from Columbus, Dallas, and Denver. This is an immensely popular run from July 28th to July 30th at the notorious Habana Inn in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Enjoy our meals, well-stocked hospitality suite, and all the fun and frolic in the pool. Check out the website at mca.chubnet.com. Lazy Bear Weekend, of course, in Guerinville, California. It's going to be on August 2nd. Okay, join us in Guerinville for Lazy Bear Weekend, the greatest bear party on the planet. To date, we've raised over $650,000 for charity, and we're now in our 11th year of fundraising. Check our website for information about other Lazy Bear Weekend parties in the works, like our Out to Sea Adventure and our Palm Springs Lazy Bear Holiday Weekend. Yes, check them out at lazybearweekend.com. Okay, I believe they moved Lazy Bear Weekend to August because it used to start in the middle of July. Like I remember July 12th, I believe, back in 2004. But they had to move it to August because of the gay games. So that's just what I heard. That's why it's in August. So, yeah, that's it. So check out the website, lazybearweekend.com. Okay, back to Chris and Roy. All right, we have some voicemails.
Woohoo!
Okay, hold on. I'm going to play it.
Hey, Maynard. This is Ron Serratia, calling from beautiful, sunny downtown New London, Connecticut. So hope everything is well with you. And I just wanted to call and say hi, and how excited I am to have finally caught up with your show and have been listening to every second of every episode. No, not really. But in any case, I have been enjoying the parts of that I have heard. Anyway, at some point I would love to recount to you my tale of sorrow with the Sirius there. Not that you need to give me a call back, but I hope we get a chance to talk. So my mobile number is...
Beep, beep. Okay, no mobile numbers. Okay.
And that is, and my email address is bearstuff@serratia.com. Hope you're doing well and having a great weekend, and I'll look forward to hearing your next cast or whatever. Take good care now, and bye-bye.
All right. That's a voicemail from Ron Serratia from Serratia.com.
Actually, so we're not the only ones who had a run-in with Sirius, it sounds like. Well, not Sirius, but with Bear Talk, it sounds like. Yeah. So,
but that's the past.
Yes.
I must forget all the sorrow. Okay. Let me just go
but
to...
But am I bitter? Absolutely.
Okay, actually, he has his own site, Serratia.com, and he actually has his own podcast. And where do you find it? It's at bearradio.net/podfeed. Yeah, so I'll probably put I'll put the link on the website so you guys can check it out. Okay, so Chris, you were telling me about Ron Serratia earlier.
Oh well, it's just that he's been around the bear community for a while now, and he's written books and stuff, and I've heard of him for years. I've never met him personally, but I know friends of mine who have met him and know him, and he's been around a while. He's been around a long time, so I'm kind of surprised y'all haven't really heard of him much. But he's a mover and a shaker kind of sorta in the bear community in some levels, at least from my understanding of him. So, and I heard he's a really nice guy too. Yeah. I never met him. I'd like to.
Yeah, I'd like to meet him too. Actually, yeah, we've been exchanging emails. And actually, I found out from my partner Mike that his ex before borrowed the book from a friend. And it was actually a signed book by Ron Serratia. And he lost the book that he borrowed
good
from
job. A friend.
Yeah, he lost the book somehow. And what he did was to write Ron Serratia to do the book again. I mean, to send him a book, a signed copy, and give it to the friend. So the friend never knew that the book was lost, which is good. I mean, he didn't lose any. He got the same book back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna play another voicemail.
Hey, Nard, it is Gary and Andrew Ard. And we are in Chicago. We're having a good time. But listen, I got some hot bear news for you.
Gay games.
Kind of old news to you, but I'm going to act like it's not. Anyway, there's a new store in Chicago called Bears Like Us. And it's all bear stuff. And they have a website too, which is www.bearslikeus.com. So needless to say, I'm going to do some little shopping before we leave and pick up some stuff. But it's a really cute little store run by a bear and his cub, so that rocks. And tomorrow at Sidetracks at 4 o'clock, the Chicago Bears are hosting an athlete meet and greet, so we're definitely going to go to that too. And, you know, we'll say hi to the Bears for you, and I'll see if I can get you any exclusive interviews with bear athletes for your
ooh
podcast. All right? Well, anyway, we'll miss you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Wow.
The shop dedicated to bears. We are going mainstream.
Yeah. Well, they're there at the gay games, which is cool. I'm jealous. I want to be in Chicago. I want to see what's going on. I want to see how the gay games go. But, yeah, I guess I have a correspondent there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Chicago Bears. So
so my Ditka's going to be there.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be at Sidetracks and
oh, yeah,
Steamworks and where else? At the Cell Block.
That would be interesting. Him and William Perry would be interesting if all of a sudden we see him in those locations. It'd be like, oh, so.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they're into bears. The Bears. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, those are the voicemails we have so far. That's good. And, okay, so what else do we have? Shout-outs. That's right. Shannon.
Major shout-out, yes, to Shannon. Major shout-out to Shannon. Shannon, I don't know if you did this on purpose or if it was just serendipitous that it happened, but first of all, thank you for the CD. Excellent CD. If those of you have not heard any of Shannon's stuff, he is on MySpace. He's got his own website. Highly recommend checking it out. He's a great artist. But his copy of his CD, 10 Years, I received it on my birthday, which was so sweet. It was so nice to see that on my birthday. I popped it into the CD player and listened to it. My official favorite track on the album is Paul and Jean. And it's great. And thank you! Thank you, Shannon!
Well, thank you, too. I think mine is lost in the mail. I haven't received mine yet. I've been checking the P.O. box, and it's still empty. Maybe soon. Well, thank you, Shannon, and good luck on Bearpalooza this coming Saturday.
I was going to say, that's this weekend, isn't it?
July 22nd. That's right.
Good luck to everybody who's performing in Bearpalooza. I hope... hope you have a wonderful time out there. So
yeah. Also, if you guys want to check out interviews with Shannon, he's on episode 69. How appropriate, 69.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so how about you?
I have a couple of shout-outs. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Gare Bear, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
It was a great surprise to see him. I haven't seen him since IBR. It was great catching up with him again, and he gave me a nice surprise. He not only treated Chris and I to lunch at La Madeleine, but he all of a sudden presented me with gifts from my home away from home, Disneyland. He gave me 3 collector's pins from the 50th anniversary of Disneyland and a Pirates of the Caribbean watch. And
wow.
He didn't have to do that, but he did, and that was so sweet. And thank you so much, Gary. Thank you so much.
Actually, I had a brush with Gary very briefly at IBR. We were walking down that street. I don't know what that street is. He was walking down, was walking up, going towards the IBR host hotel. And I saw him from afar, but I wasn't sure. And then that was the last time I saw Gary. But yeah, I had the near Gary experience. So anyway, okay, so what else? How about you, Chris?
Finish your
shout-outs. I got 2 more shout-outs. Also, I want to give a shout-out to the fabulous Crystal Sky. Met her along with Gary on Sunday. So I'm pretty sure a lot of you out there in Live Journal land, especially the Dallas Live Journalers, know who Crystal Sky is, and she's as fabulous as you think she is. My third shout-out goes to Friday Night Frights. This is what Chris was talking about earlier when we went to the midnight screening of Friday the 13th. To all of the Dallas area bears out there, if you are a horror film geek, go to myspace.com/Friday Night Frights. There is a new Midnight Madness thing that's being set up to where they will show the schlocky fun 70s and 80s and early 90s horror films, and it's just a blast to see to sit there with an appreciative audience and watch it. This past weekend, we went to go see Friday the 13th Part 7, and the star of the movie, she was actually there, and we got to meet her. In fact, we actually sat in front of her while we were watching the movie. This was at the Denton Movie Tavern in Denton, and on University Avenue there in Denton. And next month they're going to be doing a double feature. They're actually going to be showing the uncut version of The Burning, which starred a then-unknown Jason Alexander.
Ooh.
And yes, and they're also going to show a very schlocky classic from the early 80s, Hell Night, starring Linda Blair. So I believe it's August 11th, but you can get full details by going to myspace.com/Friday Night Frights or going to pitofhorror.com. But I wanted to give these guys a shout out because they put on one hell of a show, and I'm definitely going to be going from now on. So good job, guys. Good job, Friday Night Frights.
Okay.
You have any shout outs for you, Chris?
Let me see. No, thank you. Well, gosh, I don't know.
Helene.
Helene.
Yes.
Okay, back in TBRU, those of you listening at home, I mentioned a story about a woman I work with named Helene. And, of course, she's totally crazy and nuts. And she's like, she's 63, 64 years old. And if you take Madam, the puppet Madam, and you cross her with Rhoda Morgenstern from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you've got Helene. And I want to say a shout-out to Helene, although she'll never hear this. She's fantastic, and she's a big
like 63-year-old fag hag. I guess I want to say I should give a shout out to Gary and Crystal as well. Thank you all for meeting us on Sunday. I do appreciate it. And to everybody who listens to the show who wished my sweetie a happy birthday, thank you very much. You cheered him up. He was so down last week. And he hasn't had a really easy time of it being here away from his friends and his family and everything in a new city. But I really appreciate y'all giving him a little bit of a smile on his face. And I do want to give a special post-birthday shout-out to Fag Fan Roy or Excalibur or Roy, as you know him, to whatever you want to call him this week, to my sweetie. Happy birthday. I love you. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Oh, kisses and hugs and everything that goes along with it.
Oh, give me kisses and hugs.
Okay.
Is everyone puking now?
I guess they are.
We flustered him.
I know. Oh, my God. Anyway, I can't say anything. Oh, my God. All right. August 1st is going to be the first anniversary of Bear Podcast. So I would like to invite all the listeners to send in their voicemails, 206-222-BEAR. So, yeah, I'll collect them all probably and play it on the August 1st show. And I'm going to have Mike in the show that day.
Mm-hmm. Voicemails, if you guys, you know, are creative when it comes to the little computer music machines that you have, like Magix or whatever it is that you use, GarageBand or something, you know, get creative. I want to see some creativity with the anniversary announcements if you want to wish us a happy anniversary. So I'm working on something myself. So, but yeah, I can't believe it's already been a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it just seems like yesterday when you asked me to become co-host of this show, and it amazes me that a year has already passed by. So let's celebrate. Break out the beer and celebrate.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll probably post that on August 1st, and yeah, it's gonna be a best of show, and we're going to go through all the 75 episodes, 77. But that's probably gonna be episode 77, maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. Also, what else am I gonna say? Oh, I guess that's it. I guess we can wrap the show and. Wow, how long have I been recording? About more than a half hour now. All right. Send me an email, guys, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
And you guys can contact me on MySpace. You can find me there as FagFanRoy. And you can also contact me at excalibur@gmail.com.
Okay, how about Chris?
Chris, you guys want to contact Chris? This is his contact information.
If you want to contact me, I don't know if you do or not, it's dfwteddybear@gmail.com, and it's also dfwteddybear on LiveJournal. Okay. If you want to contact me, you don't have to.
So modest.
People will, you know that. Okay, so leave voicemails, if you please, and I'll be collecting them, so we could play it in the... on the anniversary show. It's 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. All right. Any last words, guys? I'm melting over here. Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, let's counteract that. Oh, give me your cock.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Can I have your cock? Can I have your cock in my ass, please?
Pretty please, can I have your dick in my
ass? That's official mood killer, that and when he starts talking about man twat.
Oh, please shove your cock in my man twat, thank you.
God, I'm officially dead now.
All right, thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Bye.
Shalom.
Hold on. It's going to take about 30 seconds.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll make mouth noises.
Hey.
Ew. Oh, it's saliva like you've never shared my saliva before.